Hey, thanks for taking a moment to tune into the Beacon. Listen, it's been a few weeks. This has been some busyness around here. We literally just got back last Sunday from a trip to Ohio, the National Robotics Competition, where, by the way, 1,400 people are competing, and our middle schoolers won some places. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
So they won, I think we won with silver, a second place for some battle bots, and then we won a third place for some hockey and some other battle bot competition. And it was our middle school that was dominating, by the way. Go middle school. And so, amen to that. So here we are with three amazing, good-looking guys in our middle school and humble. And here we are. And we're here to talk a little bit about basketball. So before we get into basketball, help me out. Remember, let's introduce our viewers to who you are. Tell us your name and your grade level.
My name is Beltran Rowe, and I'm in sixth grade.
Beltran, sixth grade.
My name is Santos Calog, and I'm in sixth grade.
Santos, sixth grade.
My name is Gunnar Lambert, and I'm in sixth grade.
And Gunnar in sixth grade. Three sixth graders. Yeah. Okay, all right. So we have a game tonight, right?
Yeah.
And is that it for the week?
No, we have a game tomorrow, too.
And a game tomorrow on Friday. It's been a busy week. You guys have had three games, four games?
Three
games. Yeah. Talk to me about the season, where you're at, what's coming up. And you guys kind of talked about this. Who's going to go first?
I'll go first.
Let's start with Gunnar. We'll go over here to Beltran.
I feel like it's really challenged me because I haven't really played in that many leagues that are other than my front yard. And I get to play with older people, and it challenges me. And I get to play with my friends and have fun while doing it.
So here you are, a sixth grader, and you're playing against some eighth graders. And I've seen some of these eighth graders. There's some big guys out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Beltran, what do you want to add to that? He's saying young, playing with experience out of his front yard into the big leagues now. What about you?
Basically the same thing. I never played on an actual team, whether it was school or club. I just play with my friends most of the time. But this season has been really fun to play with friends I've been friends with for a while now. And it's been fun just beating these teams with a good sportsmanship, of course.
Of course, good sportsmanship. So, Santos, I'm going to put you on the spot. What does good sportsmanship look like?
When somebody's down, help them up. And someone is misses a catch or something, don't help them get motivated.
Okay. And then what about with the other teams? What does good sportsmanship look like?
I can do that.
Gunnar, help him out.
It looks like when they're at the free throw line and they make a shot, you can just say good job or give them a high five.
That's good.
At the end of the game, say, hey, good job playing and stuff, and just tell them what they did good.
That's really great, because we're playing against some schools that may not be Christ-centered.
Yeah.
And that's an opportunity for us to be light. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm just sitting here reflecting a little bit. It was a year ago that we were all up in Prescott for fifth grade camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was fun. And then all of a sudden, here you are, sixth graders, and we're, let's just be honest here. We have a good shot at the championship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
dominating.
6-0. 6-0. Okay, so help me, because I'm having trouble keeping up. I'm getting old. When do we go into the playoffs, or what does that look like?
There is no sixth grade playoffs.
Yeah.
There's no sixth grade playoffs. You guys just win and...
Yeah,
and then Mr. Stry is going to have a party for us.
And Coach Stry is going to have a party?
Yeah.
And I bet...
I have something to say.
Go ahead, Beltran.
So Coach Stry said we've been dominating this team, so this league.
Okay.
So he said he wouldn't be a good coach if he didn't put us up against some competition. So he plans on putting us against some seventh graders.
Okay. And I got to bet, Coach Stry, man, he's looking at when you guys get into high school.
Oh, yeah, he's saying, you guys are the future of our program, and we need you to do well.
The future of the program.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have been a blessing to me this morning. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of The Beacon. Thank you to all three of you guys. We love you. We're rooting for you. And go sixth grade.
Yeah.